you said you're not a liberal or a conservative. You identify as independent. Walk me through that a little bit.
Hey, we motivating the nation, gonna set the foundation. Spreading positive knowledge, the crucial conversation. All rise for the wheel ride, drink and show, let's go.
So yeah, if I'm being fully transparent, I was actually registered as a Democrat in my early teens, or late teens, when I turned 18, I should say, in early 20s, primarily because of my parents. My parents were full-on liberals, Democrats, and, you know, me not knowing much about politics, just kind of followed suit with my parents and said, all right, Democrats. Quickly realized, you know, after years gone on, I started educating myself, went to college and all that good stuff, and, you know, just experiencing the real world, if you may. A lot of my views were more conservative. And so I started trying to understand both perspectives a little bit more. Mm. And it kind of got me to understand, like, well, I actually am a little liberal on that side, but I'm also conservative on that side too. So it just made more sense for me to identify as an independent. Like I make my own decisions. I don't like being swayed. Oh, because I'm labeled a Democrat or Republican, I have to vote for them. So, you know, I kind of vote based off of, you know, my own research and, hearing what each candidate has to say, what each side has to say, and then making a decision. And then ultimately it came to really like either side. So that's why I registered as an independent now, though.
Got it. Yeah, there's so much madness happening right now, especially with the political climate. Right now we're in election year 2024. There's a lot of things happening right in the news. And it's almost like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, it seems, right? If you are for immigration, boom, you know, you're with Biden. If you are more against immigration, boom, right? You're in the Trump camp. But what you're saying is that you're in the middle, right? You maybe like certain policies, maybe you don't like certain policies. And you also, you do your own research, right? I think when somebody says, I'm for this, the other side of America says, okay, you're with that other party. That's who you are. That's what you represent. And I even seen it that, you know, if you're, let's say, a black person that's, let's say, for Trump or Latino for Trump, you're racist. You're in that automatically, right? It doesn't even matter. You're like, boom, automatically you're seen it as, they see you a certain way. But I like your approach because you said, I'm independent. You were liberal in the beginning. Then you started doing your own research and you're like, oh, I agree with certain things of this party, but then there's certain ones, certain policies that I don't agree with. And then you decided to, in a sense, be more in the middle. That's very interesting that you're in that place now. And walk me through what it's like to be independent and is your voice heard, right? Because there's really no independent candidate that's a strong candidate, I would say, at this point, right?
Well, Robert F. Kennedy is pretty strong right now. He's gaining a lot of ground, and I think a lot more people are starting to pay attention and open their eyes and ears. And, you know, if he gets on this debate stage in a couple of weeks, which I think he will, it sounds like it's looking like he will. I think more and more people are going to start to understand and realize, like, this guy actually gives a damn about us, you know? And that's the thing that kind of turned me away from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. It's always us against them type of deal. Mm. You know, if you're not for us, just kind of like you said, if you're not with us, you're against us kind of a deal. Mm-hmm. And that's not how it should be. We're all Americans here. It should be always about us. Mm. It's not about you, a Democrat, being a Democrat, or you being a Republican. It's about us being Americans. And I think we've gotten to a place where we don't like the other side. we just don't have, like, especially, you know, when Trump emerged, I think that created that divisiveness even more so. And so I'm really hoping RFK does get on that debate stage, because I think more and more people are going to start to realize, like, dude, this guy is legit. He actually has some solutions, and he's not using fear tactics, which is one of those things that I don't like, because a lot of people are voting for one candidate because they simply don't like the other candidate. That's not how you should be voting. Be voting on your morals and your values, on what you think the candidate's going to actually do to help make your your situation better, our situation better here in America. A lot of people, like a lot of people, colleagues of mine as well, they're like, you know, who are you voting for? I hate Trump. I'm definitely never going to vote for Trump. So I guess I got to go for Biden. And to me, that thought process is exactly why nothing changes. Everyone looks at, you know, I'm voting for the lesser of two evils, so to speak. I always say to them, well, if you're doing that, you're still voting for evil. You'd rather vote for lesser evil. That doesn't make sense to me, you know. And they're like, well, there's nobody else to vote for. Well, there's plenty of other people to vote for. You're just not opening your eyes and ears and listening and paying attention to what's really going on in the world. And so hopefully more and more people do that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Talked about RFK. And obviously, you know, that last name, right, carries weight, the Kennedys. But I've seen him recently in different stages. And he was like in the Patrick McDavid show as well. And there's certain things that he stays away from, but there's certain things that he does talk about, like for example, the vaccines. He's exposing Fauci. He's just throwing all the information out there. And maybe that's the reason why they're not giving him any publicity, because he's exposing a lot of things, right? And it's kind of interesting, because I do see that there is the right that is using the fear tactics for sure to get elected, but then also the left, right? I don't know if you notice these patterns, but it does seem like certain things happen during the election year, immigration, shootings, and other things, right? I'm not sure. I'm not saying it's planned by the government. I'm not saying that, but it's kind of interesting, the timing of things. So for me, I just look at things and I'm like, let me not pick sides. Let me take a few steps back and analyze what's really going on. It seems like we're too busy playing checkers and the government's playing chess, right? On both sides. And what people don't know, and this is not really popular, what I'm going to say right now, is Obama was the worst for minorities. And as far as an immigration, deported more people than Trump ever did. Okay. Now we go on to the other side. Trump, right? He's like that with an NRA. He actually did more damage to the Second Amendment than Obama ever did. And people don't know that because they're ignorant. Now, we, as I would say conservatives, we look at our party and we're like, man, we want Trump. This is who we need in the White House, right? And people that are Christians, that are more conservative, you know, want to uphold certain values, they don't voice out what Trump did recently, which is for abortion. And let's disregard, let's not talk about that, because he's going to save the country. Well, he just said something. He pretty much said, I am for what the Democrats are for. And that's a big one. Abortion is a big one in the conservative movement. But yeah, we're not going to say nothing about this for the sake of getting him in the office. Interesting, right? And I would say, too, the more these politicians really voice out what they plan to do, like in RFK, a perfect example, I think there's a reason why he's not getting publicity. He's not really being, you know, he's not being aired. And a lot of people don't want to have him on because he is exposing a lot. Now, maybe the game plan will be for him to expose less to side with the party like we normally see with politicians, because they play it, they side with the party, and then once they get into office, they change everything up, right? We've seen that from, you know, career politicians. But I do think that he's trying to do things a little bit different. And because of that, he is getting, you know, more eyes, like people like yourself. You're like, man, I love RFK, but in the media space, he doesn't fit in because he's talking too much.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts
on that? Well, I mean, I look at both parties as being corrupt, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. If, as we all, as I mentioned earlier, they're two sides of the same coin. Regardless of who gets elected into office, once they're in office, they're behind scenes like, oh yeah, we got elected again, man, we're good. You know, you won again, you won your district, I won my district, you won your state, I won, cool. All right, man, we're here for another 2 years, 4 years, whatever it may be. You know, especially when it comes to Congress and the Senate, there's no term limits, so they're there forever. All they care about is power. And that's the thing that most people don't get is, again, there's that saying, insanity, the definition of insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, we keep voting. When a Republican's in office, we don't want him. We want a Democrat in office, right? When a Democrat gets in office, it's the same thing. We got to get this guy. He's destroying our country. We got to get a Republican back in there. And it just keeps on going back and forth, back and forth, ping pong. That's why we need a dramatic shift and change and mindset. And more importantly, that's where I really think we're us as a people, as a country need to understand is that we need to shift our mindset of only Democrats and Republicans can help us. Now, if you really care about our country, like I don't want to jump on RFK's bandwagon too much, but you know, an independent or a third party, we need a third party. We have two parties right now. That's only one more than China, you know? So we need to shake things up, you know? And we need a third party and let the people really decide. But when the media shoots to only the Republican and the Democrat, that third party voice never gets heard. You know, the closest we ever got was Ross Perot, maybe, you know, back in the days, but you know, now it's always going to be that same thing. Right now we have a Democrat in the office, Biden, which I'm not a fan of at all. I mean, he's old, number one. You can see it in him and his demeanor. I don't even know if somebody his age should be running anything, let alone the country. But that's why we're having a huge uproar of Republicans right now. And of course, Trump being arrested or convicted last week, that just creates even more energy for that party. But I guarantee you, it's going to be the same thing. When Trump gets into office, then you're going to have every single Democrat like, oh, we need to rally together again. We need to vote these guys out. Every district, you know, every whatever state, and there's an election in, we need to vote these guys out. And it's just going to keep going back and forth, man.
Yeah.
Until we really shake things up and finally get somebody in office who is literally in the middle, wants to help all Americans, not just the Democrats or not just the Republicans. From there, then we can actually make some serious change. You know, and that to me, that's the only way to do it, man.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's just going to keep going on the same path.
Absolutely. Well, what I see too is, you know, let's say you have a strong conservative in office. I think they're very limited on what they're able to do, even if they wanted to. And also with the liberals, right? So they're limited. For example, Roe versus Wade, that got overturned. I believe it was last year. But then there you have the state still deciding whether they're going to, you know, be for or against abortion. So we see that, right? There's a lot of power within the states, you know, LGBT, homosexuality, Second Amendment. I mean, somebody can't just come into office and say, I'm going to get rid of the Second Amendment, or I'm going to get rid of the First Amendment, or I'm going to pass this law to just change everything, right? Because because we're glued to the news, we feel like it affects, everything affects us, but it doesn't really affect us, right? Now, I do think that there needs to be, like you said, a third party. I like that idea, even though I do side with more conservative views, I would say. I do think that even in the conservative movement, there's a lot of leaks, meaning they don't have a backbone. They, when they're in power, it seems like they're too busy brokering deals, opposed to getting things done, right? Everything from laws to like business and a couple other things too. But I do see that if we have a strong independent party where we could have at least, you know, three options, I think that will make it more competitive. And I think we, the people, will have more leverage over the government because Absolutely. It's like, yeah, this person is, let's say, for the Second Amendment, but this actually, this person over here has actually been involved in cases. Okay, if that really matters to me as a person, I'm going to elect the third party, opposed to the politician says, I'm for the Second Amendment, and he holds a gun, right? Big difference. What kind of news do you watch to get informed? I'm just curious.
Honestly, I don't watch too much news no more, man. I use X, the platform X. I get a lot of my information from there because I love that how people can actually chime in and be like, whoa, no, that's not true, you know, and add a source and say that's not what he said. That's taken out of context or whatever. So I love X and how it's evolving, because it's allowing the people to correct what people are trying to say, you know, just for their personal views. Cause, you know, you'll have on both sides, you'll have Democrats, say outlandish things about Trump or the Republican side that not necessarily true. They'll you know, say outlandish things. And it goes again for both sides. Republicans will say some things. So for me, I like to chime in and be like, no, well, actually, that's not the case because Trump did this or Biden did this as well. I used to watch Fox, a lot of Fox News. You know, I would watch CNN too, but I don't watch either of those too much now. I'm more just kind of doing my own thing and doing when I want to find out something, you know, do my research and online. But for the most part, I'm on X platform and just kind of listening to what everyone has to say. So
that's interesting. I have seen a lot of Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew. He just left the Democratic Party. Andrew Wang? No.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The presidential candidate?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot, I forgot his name too, but yeah, I know Andrew, who you're talking about.
I know Andrew, and then obviously RFK, I think he left the Democratic Party. But it's interesting because they all went independent. I have not seen Republicans leave their party, let alone be independent. What do you think will happen if there is Republicans leaving the party and joining the independent movement?
I think it'll be great. I think that's great. Honestly, I think and I think really right now what we're seeing with the Republicans doing that is it's creating a movement. It's creating a slow movement. Now, is it going to happen overnight? No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time because it's a shift in mindset that we as a people have to understand and take, because a lot of people that I talk to when we talk politics, and obviously politics is not one of those subjects that everyone can talk about because, you know, it always gets into a heated debate.
Oh, for sure.
But for me, I'm one of those guys, like, I can have that conversation because I'm independent. I'm not on either side, you know?
Yeah, that's
true. I like looking things objectively. you know, and when you ask simple questions, you know, and they can't answer them, it goes to show where us as a people are. Because mm-hmm. again, we're too caught up in that, well, I'm registered Republican, so I have to vote Republican. Yeah. Or I'm registered Democrat, so I have to vote Democrat. Well, with that mindset, yeah, nothing's going to ever change.
Yeah.
You know, for things to change, you got to change. You know, you got to change your mindset. You got to change the way you think, the way you look at things. You know, because even though maybe I may not agree with it, doesn't mean I'm right or you're wrong or either way, you know, vice versa. But if I can maybe understand why you think that way, then maybe I can gain a perspective of why you think that way. And that's all that, you know, matters. Because, you know, with abortion, for example, it's one of those things like you're either for abortion or against it, right? And for me, I could care less. Like, I'm not for it or against it. Like, I'm a devout Catholic. Okay, so I don't believe in abortion. You know, I have two beautiful kids. I would never do abortion personally. If I was a female either, I would never do it. That being said, I'm not also, because I'm a devout Catholic, I don't judge people. Right? So if that's your choice, that's your personal body, that's your choice. And, you know, that's for you, between you and God, you know, and you'll have your judgment day, you know, whenever. But for me to say, oh yeah, because you aborted your kids, yeah, you're going to hell or whatever, I don't make judgment like that, you know. Or you're because you are for abortion, that means you're for killing kids. No, I never said that. I'm not for abortion. I'm not against it either, though, because that's a personal choice I believe in, you know. And again, when it comes to Republican and Democrat, it's like, well, I'm a Republican, so you should be against abortion. Well, I mean, I don't agree with it. I don't think you should do it. I would never do it. I would never let my daughter or my wife do it. But at the end of the day, it's their bodies, and if they decided to do it, I'm still going to love them, right? And so that's where a lot of people get caught up too much. Like, they overthink things way too much. Like. That's why I'm independent, man, because I think there should be less government involvement. Like, for me, as long as I'm not breaking any laws, I'm paying my taxes, I'm a law-abiding citizen, don't bother me.
Yeah.
Let me go shoot my guns when I want to go shoot my guns. I'm not shooting anybody. You know, I'm not doing any harm. I'm not breaking any laws. I said, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I bought my guns legally. I bought it for protection. And I'm not hurting anybody, so stay out of my life. And that's where the way it should be. The government should be running the government. That's it. Don't run my life.
Right.
You know, your job is not to run my life. It's to run the government.
It's kind of interesting, because, you know, let me touch on what you said right now. You talked about, you know, you're a devoted Catholic, and if somebody wants to do abortion, you don't judge them. Like, you're not God, so you're not judging other people. And just to clarify too, because I'm a devoted Christian, I want to say that it's not our job to condemn people. We're not going to say, hey, you're going to go to hell because of that, right? That's God's job. So you hit it right in the nail. God does calls us to judge other people that claim to be part of our faith. So if you said, hey, I'm a devoted Christian, but you're sleeping around, you're doing things that you're not supposed to, I'm like, hold up. Like, I thought you go to church. I thought you, you know, walk the line. You don't. So you're playing church. So he's a hypocrite. So I'm not judging them, like, meaning you're going to go to hell. I'm there confirming them, having a conversation with them for the goal of them coming back to the faith and, you know, staying in the straight and narrow. But I just wanted to talk about that because I think it's important to talk about that. Now, you talked about, you know, abortion, you pretty much being hands off. But then you talked about the Second Amendment. And that's when, you know, I would say liberals say, is my body my choice, right? Leave me alone. But then when it comes on to guns, they're like, well, we want to take the guns.
Well, see,
how do you navigate that?
Well, I mean, you know, again, I'm pro Second Amendment first and foremost. Okay. I own countless guns. I have more than enough guns. Okay. Let's just say that much.
One of each. That's what I say.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I personally don't think that they're trying to take all our guns. Okay. You know, I think what they're trying to do is, and again, keyword trying. Okay. So I'm not siding. I'm just trying to share the way I perceive what they're trying to do. I'm not saying this is how I view them. I'm trying to see and understand what their thought process is. And from what I understand and thinking is there's a lot of people in our country that are mad and upset about mass shootings, which is justified because I don't like mass shootings. Nobody likes mass shootings. Right. And so what they're trying to do again is appeal to those people and gain their vote by saying, okay, we're going to try to ban ARs, AR-15s to kind of, again, appease to those people to gain their votes.
Right.
And that's all they're really trying to do because they can't take our guns. We know that. I know that. That's why it's our Second Amendment. After free speech, they said, you can have guns, all the guns you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
After you can say whatever you want, you can have all the guns you want. Our founding fathers understood the importance of that because we needed the people to band together in case of a tyrant government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we have the most powerful country in the world, because the people are strong enough to understand that if you fuck with us, excuse my language, but if you mess with us, we will band together. You know, I think the statistic is there's about 3 guns for every single person here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of guns to go around.
Right.
So the people will never get taken over from the government.
Mm.
But that being said, the Democrats, you know, again, they're trying to gain votes. The easiest way, I think the easiest way to gain, I think, what's the saying? Most people will make a decision off of a fear of loss rather than a hope of gain.
Mm.
Right? And so when Republicans, that's what they tout. The Democrats are going to steal your guns. They're going to take your guns all away. Vote for us. They try to use fear tactics and base that into our heads so much. You hear it from every politician, every conservative out there. They try to push that into your head into thinking, oh yeah, the Democrats are trying to steal our guns. Yeah, we have to vote Republican. And so they use that fear tactic. And that's why most people continue to vote for them. And it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are, Trump is the tyrant. He's going to be a dictator. If you vote for him, we're going to lose America. We're going to lose our country. So it's all about fear tactics. Mm. And again, and understanding how people think. That's why these politicians stay in power so long.
Oof.
Because they know exactly how people think. We're conditioned. It goes all the way back to our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
We put our kids on a conveyor belt of education.
Yeah.
At 5 years old, you're supposed to be in kindergarten. At 18 years old, you're supposed to be graduating high school.
Mm.
But the fact is, and the reality is that every single kid and person in here learns differently, has different interests, and they learn at different speeds. So why should I continue to go up the grade level just because of my age? It should be based off of what we're actually learning. So to me, again, we are all conditioned to think certain ways. And, you know, again, when it comes back to that, the Democrats are trying to steal our guns. You know, again, from a second pro-2 amendment, I can see why conservatives say that. I understand that. But I know they're not going to be able to do that. There's just no way. It's their Second Amendment right, and they're not going to be able to do that. Mm. But they use that as a fear tactic to get us to vote against them, you know.
Regarding the Second Amendment, this is what I think. There is a small number of Democrats that are in power that know exactly how to run a campaign to get people emotional, so when something happens, they could pass laws. Like, there's people in power right now that strategically already know, okay, when this happens, boom, that's our end. We're already ready, right? I do think that there is a lot of Democrats that don't know what to think, but politicians and the media is telling them what to think. Meaning, AR, you don't need an AR. You don't need a rifle, an AK, because we're not at war. Like, what do you mean going against the government? Are you saying you're fighting? You're gonna fight against the government, right? So we don't need these, evil looking rifles. And because of that, people are like, you know, yeah, that's right. We don't need that. Let's go against it. Not knowing, like you said, the Second Amendment was to protect our family, protect us from the government, protect us from other countries too invading us. So there's more to it. But I would say the media says people, and they get moved very easily. And I love the fact that you said that you take things, you look at things from another lens, because I think it's important to do that. Because if you're just siding with your party, you're always going to vote the same way. You're not going to challenge your party. You're not going to have those conversations. But one thing I do know about the Second Amendment is that I know it's being attacked. I know it's being politicized as well. But also, I know when Trump got elected, he did elect a lot of federal judges, especially in the Ninth Circuit, that actually were in favor for the Constitution, which is, they were pro-Second Amendment. So there's a law that passed in California. I was in San Diego at the time. It passed. There's a federal judge that passed it in San Diego. Then Javier Becerra, the attorney general, stopped it, essentially. Then it shot up to the Ninth Circuit. It went to a three-judge panel. Two judges said yes, right? They were for the ruling of the government. That's, again, pro-Second Amendment. Then Javier Becerra, the attorney general, again, he's like, I want a full en banc panel with the Ninth Circuit. And then from there, they shut it down, because there's more liberal judges in the Ninth Circuit. And then that ruling went up to the Supreme Court. Again, it seems that there's a lot there to unpack. It's not just as simple as like for Second Amendment or against Second Amendment. There's maybe some liberals that don't want ARs, don't want AKs because they look evil. But a Mini 14, I mean, you could do damage with a Mini 14, which is essentially an AR-15, right? It just looks different. It looks like a hunting rifle, right? So I think some people may not know exactly what kind of rifle does what calibers. They're not educated. There's other people that are just influenced by what the media tells them. And there's other people that I would say they're really against the Second Amendment. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. And they know exactly what the Second Amendment represents. And they hate that because they do want socialism. They want communism, right? And they're siding more in that party. And that's what I would say from my observation. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree with you. I agree with that. And I think that's more the minority than anything. I mean, there is definitely a lot of people that want socialism, a socialist country. I get that. But it's not going to happen here in America. It's never going to happen. I think that's, like I said, very, very small, tiny, tiny percentage. But that being said, the media, like you said, plays a huge role in that. And especially nowadays, because more and more people have a smartphone, they have access to more information than ever. And I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I didn't have a phone. I didn't know what the hell, what was Trump doing and, what the president was doing every day. Now I can literally open my phone and go, Trump got convicted. Really? You know, oh, Biden's over here and he you know, he fell down the stairs. Yeah, eating ice cream or whatever. Like every little thing you can see on the internet and have access to. But, you know, again, that's where we as adults and parents have to step up and be like, what are our kids getting access to? What are we actually teaching our kids? What kind of morals and values are we teaching them?
Yeah.
Because it all starts there. And again, man, back to our educational system, it starts right there, man. We put our kids on that conveyor belt and it conditions them to think certain ways. The sooner we can realize and understand that and let people think freely and on their own.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to ever change here, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, everything keeps going. The debt ceiling keeps getting higher. We just keep raising the debt ceiling. Inflation keeps on going higher. Right. And it's just going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just like RFK said, both Trump, Biden added to our debt in the last 6 years, combined with all presidents combined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just in the last 6 years, these two presidents. So, you know, people are for Trump. They say, well, why? The guy, I mean, he didn't deliver on many promises.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and again, on the flip side of that, Biden is sure not doing the same thing either. He's not delivering on any promises either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, again, we really need that third party to shake things up and people to be like, wow, there are other options. We can vote for somebody other than a Democrat or Republican. Because when I try to talk to people about this conversation, they always leave me with, dude, that third party's never going to win. You're wasting your vote.
Mm.
And to me, that's the most absurd thing you can say, respectfully. Like, that is just absurd. If you think that way, then you might as well just kill yourself, man. Because, you know, you're never, what do you mean? Like, if you don't try, then that's like saying, why try? Why should I eat?
Mm-hmm.
Why should I wake up every day?
Yeah.
Because there's opportunity. There's always opportunity. But if you have that mindset where nothing will change, then of course, whether you think you're right or you think you're wrong, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's no way if I'm going to be able to convince you out of that mindset. But if you need to get out of that mindset. And so I always tell people, dude, you got to think for yourself, man. Stop letting them think for you. And, you know, hopefully more and more people will realize that.
Yeah, I love that. For me, I like having conversations both with liberals and conservatives, regardless of what affiliation you're with. If you're a liberal, I'm going to challenge you. If you're a conservative, I'm going to challenge you. If you agree on everything that I agree with, if you're not challenging me or not challenging you, something is wrong. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Just because when it comes down to, I mean, government and politics, there's just so much. Like for me, I grew up in San Diego. I grew up, you know, with a bunch of gangs around me. I just saw cops and, you know, gangsters. They had guns. That's about it. There's nothing in the middle. And then when my friend, he showed me this gun, I was like, what the heck? Like, where did he buy that from? This gun shop over here. I'm like, wait, what? You know, mess me up. I'm like, what do you mean we could legally own guns? I don't get it. Are you serious? That's legal, right? And that's kind of like what I see is we need to have better conversations. I think we're going to agree on more things and also disagree. But, you know, I do think that having... What's up?
But that's okay.
That's okay. I think having at least... better unity is definitely the goal, just because I know that, you know, with the liberals, there is like Obama liberal and then there's like a Biden liberal, right? There's like different types of liberals. Same thing with conservatives, right? A lot of conservatives don't like Trump because he's very outspoken, right? He's not their ideal candidate because of that, because he's sending mean tweets, because he's, you know, out there just stirring up drama, right?
Some people not only that, like to be more reserved. Yeah, a lot of his policies aren't really conservative either, though, too. That's why, you know, like I said, you know, you can't call yourself conservative and add trillions of debt, you know, to our debt, man, you know, so that's not very conservative at all, you know, and so, you know, I grew up right here. I'm born and raised in San Diego. I grew up around gangs as well. And, you know, the more as I age and get older, I'm 42 now. And, you know, I've done a lot of personal development in my time. And the book I'm reading right now is called Letting Go. And one of the lessons in there, man, is just as the title suggests, let go, let it go. Like, we're not going to agree on everything.
Okay. Yeah.
I already know that. So there's no point in me arguing.
Yeah.
It's okay though. Just, you know, the more you let go, the more you'll be in peace.
Yeah.
But, you know, when people hold on to egos and people hold on to their views so tightly, I guess you can say, that no matter what you say, I'm never going to agree with you, then you're going to have that, hold that grudge and hold that. That's energy that you're wasting, and you're holding that in, you know? So for me, it's like, dude, let it go, man. Like, dude, that's why, again, I kind of opted for being independent. Like, dude, I'm tired of the arguing and going back and forth. Like, I understand what the liberals are saying and what they're doing, but I also understand the conservative side. Like, we all have views. We all have perspective.
Yeah.
That's why we need to come together now and understand that the commonality is that we have different perspectives, but we're all Americans here. And this is what our enemy wants. Like, that's, you know, art of war 101, you know, let your enemies fight against each other. That's the easiest way to beat them. Like, dude, I'm just going to, you know, one of my favorite books is Outwitting the Devil. You know, and that book talks about it right there in political wars. That's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to fight each other. He wants us to be against each other. He wants you to be, I don't like you having guns. I don't like you with abortion. That's exactly what he wants. If you look at Jesus, it's all about love. It's okay to be different. It's okay to not believe me. He still loved everybody.
Right, right. Yeah. One thing that, you know, you mentioned the Bible. It's interesting because his agenda was different, right? Like, I tell people all the time, the apostles, disciples, and Jesus were not trying to overthrow Rome. They were not trying to establish their own kingdom. They knew that their kingdom was in heaven, right? And they're trying to bring that to earth, meaning that they knew that people were lost and they needed a savior. And that's why they're more focused on the heart opposed to overthrowing Rome or changing laws. For the conservative viewer, that kind of stings a little bit because I would say conservatives would rather fight with the opposite side instead of going to the loss, going out there and serving the, in a sense, your enemies, people that don't like you, right? So I think this culture is very complacent. With that being said, we're going to land the plane there. But, bro, thank you so much for jumping on. We're going to have to do this again. All right?
Yeah.
How can people follow you?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on pretty much every social platform out there. X, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. You can find me all in all of it.
And what do you go by so people can follow you?
I'm on Facebook, obviously, it's my name, Leonard DeBrew. Instagram, my business page is Absolute Life Group, or Leonard DeBrew _ALG. My main page, though, my personal page is Hungry, the number 2, Live, LIVE, 24/7. Hungry to Live, 24/7. And on X, I am I Got Options. But you can look me up with my name, too.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. With that being said, we're going to land the plane here. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show. We have to do this again for sure and dive more into, you know, politics. This was definitely a crucial conversation that needs to be had. And with that being said, keep fighting the good fight. Stay in prayer. stay dangerous, and we're out. That Rodriguez show, yeah, that Rodriguez show, yeah.